Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Red Faust.
Well, good morning, LaVon. This is a treat that I never thought I'd be doing, but I'm happy to be here.
Good, because I've been looking forward to having you here and visiting with you. I think just in case we have some people who are new in town, I think we need to go back in history. When did you start with KJAN?
In 1955, the group of us bought the station in 55. We sold it in 85. We ran it for 30 years.
Yes, lots of changes in that time.
Lots of changes, and fact is there's been, I called it built-in obsolescence, because we'd have the state-of-the-art equipment 1 year, and the next year it was already outdated. New equipment had come out, which technically the old was still workable, and you had to use it and try to get the mileage out of it. But you had to keep replacing to stay modern.
That's still happening.
Yeah.
Perhaps even faster. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever take, now when I started, we were still using woolen sack computers, or excuse me, recorders. Do you remember those gray recorders you carried around?
Oh, yes.
How much did they weigh? They got awfully heavy after
they
you carried
heavy.
Them out.
They got heavy, yes. I don't remember what they did weigh, but...
They were big.
They did get heavy.
Yes, yes, and now we have these teeny little things. Well, Red, I really wanted to talk about some memories of Sweetheart Days, since, you know, we're right there. And when you started Sweetheart Days, you had a lot of people coming in here to talk.
Yes, but let me say at the start, as far as Sweetheart Days is concerned, I was thinking about it since you called me. And it would be impossible to replicate what happened when we originally had Sweetheart Day. There's a reason for that. And it isn't because the radio station changed. It's because Atlantic changed. At that time, over 90% of the Atlantic businesses had male managers. Men managed everything. So this, our Sweetheart Day, was aimed... It worked because we invited the managers of the businesses downtown out while our wives supposedly ran the radio station. We had a few announcers out here to kind of keep things running, but you didn't hear them. The women did the talking. But it's completely changed the extent now where over 90% of the businesses downtown are run by women.
That's right.
So yeah. What we did... would be totally impossible in this day and age. At that time, it was a fun deal because the men took off and we rented the Pines for the day and entertained all these male managers, and the women did the work out here supposedly.
Supposedly,
they were supposed to be working. And in those days, almost everything was done live. In other words, we did very little taping. And the women had to read all these commercials alive, and that was rather hilarious in itself because none of them were announcers. So you expected mistakes, you got mistakes, and of course, this is one of the things the audience, I think, enjoyed was listening to the different women and hearing the different mistakes.
Yes, and some of them, you found out, had really good voices and
some
could
did.
Do good radio, but as you say, most of them, it was completely strange. And I'm guessing a lot of them were pretty uncomfortable with it. You know, they were a little nervous.
Oh, yes, yes, very nervous. Fact is, a lot of them, were the first time out, didn't know if they really wanted to be here, but once they got here and with the group, they started enjoying it, and I think they had a good time.
Oh, yes.
And
I
they did
so.
Have a lot of visitors stop in while they was doing their broadcasting here. And the fact is, I mean, what was it? The farm boy from Shenandoah came up, and he stopped and visited them. And there was a lot of interesting people that they had to stop
uh-huh.
in.
How many years did you think you did that, where you had the special Sweethearts come in?
Oh, well, we did it every year that we were here.
Okay.
We started, I'm trying to remember exactly what year we started it. I'm not exactly sure. It wasn't too long after we bought the station, so I'm guessing that we probably started the Sweetheart Day thing probably in 56, 57, mm-hmm. and we ran it clear up until
1985?
Until we left.
Oh, wow. So a lot of years. I'm hoping somebody that's listening today will remember not only hearing it, but maybe was on the air. So that would be kind of fun to get some response back from that. And so you had a lot of good memories of those days. But you have all the other memories. Let's talk a little bit about county fairs. How many county fairs did you visit?
We worked 6 county fairs each year. In the immediate area. Plus, we also went to the state fair for special occasions. We did a tractor pull over there one time and various things we would do at the state fair, but that was a spot deal. It wasn't a regular thing. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. the county fairs, of course, we worked Pottawatomie, that's East Pottawatomie, and we worked Cass, Shelby, Audubon, Guthrie, and... What's the other
Did
one?
Did you say Adair?
Adair. Yeah. Adair, yeah.
So we pretty much cover the same counties.
Yes, but yes. These are the counties that we talk to every day on the radio anyway, and these are the counties that Bob Einhaus got the news from the different hospitals and from these hospitals in these counties. So this was the area that we proposed to cover, and county fairs was a very important part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It the Cass County Fair was our biggest local fair and probably the one we enjoyed the most because, well, we had a setup out here where it was pretty nice broadcasting from the Cass County Fair, whereas it was kind of make-do at some mm-hmm. of the other mm-hmm. fairs. We'd get there and set up our equipment, climb up on a roof and get an antenna up where we could try to reach it with the MARTI unit, and some days it worked.
And occasionally not. So what are some of the things? Well, I wanted to ask, you mentioned Bob Einhaus, and of course he was one of the other of the
yes.
three of you, and then the other one was?
Skeet Preston was with us at that time. This is how it all started. Bob Einhaus and I were both working at the radio station in Olwine. He was assistant news director, and I was one of the salespeople there. Skeet Preston came in as a associate sports director, and he was the one that knew that the station had become for sale here in Atlantic. And we also had Robin Morrow working with us at that time. He was also working at the radio station at Olwine, too. So those were the four of us that came down, and Frank Miller, who was working at the time in Kansas City, came back up, and so he joined us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 5 of us there, and we needed one more stockholder for the money. Money was scarce in those days, and so Boyd Cambridge became our 6th partner at that. So there was originally 6 partners mm-hmm. that owned the station, and when we bought it was a month away from bankruptcy, and we brought it back because only with talent. We didn't bring it back with money because we didn't have money.
But, well, when you of those 6 stockholders, you had 5 that were really involved
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
And so that maybe made a difference. It wasn't
just
the money. You had that talent too.
We had all the bases pretty well covered. Skeet was there to cover the sports. Einhaus took over news like gangbusters. And I'd say this, he was probably one of the best news people in the state as far as gathering the news, as far as giving it. Now, there was some people loved his voice. There was a few people that didn't like it. But everybody... really appreciated the news that he was able to deliver. And he had set up a news correspondent deal across the territory, second to none. He had people in every town that would call him the minute something exciting was happening there. And he got the news, and people knew that if they wanted the news, local news, this was where to get it.
So you, KJAN, and because I think of you six people, really became an important part of Atlantic and the surrounding communities.
Well, I like to think so. We tried very hard to participate in community affairs other than the radio station. For example, I belong to a Rotary Club. Bob Einhaus belonged to the Lions Club. Miller was very active in the Elks, which was a very important organization back in those days. And so we worked hard. We did many of the jobs for the Chamber of Commerce that needed doing. Well, I spent some time as president of the Chamber of Commerce and an Industrial Development Corporation, and helped bring a couple of industries to town. The steel factory right down on, what is it, 2nd Street? That was the first industry that I helped bring to Atlantic. Okay. And they're still doing very well.
Yeah, change the names, but they're doing, yes, they are doing very well. Well, Red, you know what? We've run out of time, and we maybe need to have you back someday because there's a lot more stories to tell. So we want to thank you very much, Red Faust, for visiting with us today.
Thank you very
and
much.
And happy Valentine's Day, day early.
Same to you and to everyone out here.
Okay, until next time, here's a thought. Being honest may not get you a lot of friends, but it will always get you the right friends.